Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. We're doing a special Christmas edition today. Merry Christmas to everybody, and sorry, I'm not politically correct. I don't do the happy holidays or Merry Solstice or any of that crap. Merry Christmas. Today is the day Jesus Christ was born. That is, believe it or not, what this whole thing started with in terms of celebrations. So welcome to our special Merry Christmas edition. Excited to talk with you today. We're doing a little bit different format. I'm feeling a little frisky today because it's Christmas. And instead of having our typical format of getting a guest on and interviewing them and doing a little bit of coaching, I thought I was just going to hit you with some really good coaching right off the bat. Just me talking at you, hopefully bringing a lot of value. So make sure you give feedback and let me know if you like these kind of formats where it's just me talking at you, dropping a bunch of coaching on you, or if you prefer the others or any suggestions you have, you know we're interested in having them. So let's get going. Today, for your Christmas present, we're going to talk about the reasons your cleaning company website is not making you money. Specifically three reasons your cleaning company website is not making you money. And the reason we're going to do that is I've been in business for 20 years, almost. I'm 41, started when I was 22, whatever, 19 years, coming up on 20 years, way too long. And I've had a website probably for the last 15 years, and there's always been kind of this, well, you got to have a website, and you've got all these SEO guys and web designer guys trying to charge you 5, 10, 20 grand to build a website, then we got to get traffic to it and search engine optimization and pay-per-click, and there's all these options, and I've thrown so much money. It's like I walk to the edge of a pit and just take out my wallet, just start throwing money. At the end, I just throw the whole wallet, everything, you know, kit and caboodle into the hole, and I never can really tell how do I get money back? And you get a lot of people saying, well, I heard about you from the website, but I'm not sure if it's from pay-per-click or organic traffic or if they're just saying that because I don't remember. So I just wanted to take a little bit of time, not as a SEO guy or website builder, although I do all that stuff, just to really give you some insight onto how to make sure your website foundationally actually makes you money. So grab a cup of coffee or a little hard liquor if you're the sensitive type. Settle in for a nice rant on why most cleaning company websites suck and how you and your website can suck no more. So first, the number one reason your website isn't making money is it's all about you. I do this so many times. Every time, oftentimes when I do a consult or certainly when I take on a new client, of course, the first thing I check is their website. And sadly, they're all the same and they're all terrible. No offense to my clients or anyone out there that has a terrible website. That's why you're here. We're going to get you fixed. So the first problem with the website dilemma is they're all about you. Every website, and this is in the cleaning industry, out of the cleaning industry, it's all about we do this and we've been in business for that and we use green products and here's why our customer service is the best and we clean better. And there's just all this we. That's not what you want. People, you know what the people are least interested in is you. You know what they're most interested in? Themselves. So why not talk about things that they're interested in to get that conversation going and attract them to call you, engage with you, sign up for your newsletter, just follow up. So here's some bonus love, and I learned from my friend Joel Weldon, who does this for speaking. If you ever want to learn how to speak, that dude's amazing, and he's been doing it for 50 years, so you learn a couple things. One of the things that he taught in your speech, but it also works in emails, it also certainly works on your website or any blog post that you're writing, is do an I-you count. Count how many times you say I, me, we versus you, okay? So ineffective website. We've been in business for 20 years. Here at Cleaning Company X, we believe that green cleaning is important, and we treat the customer like, you see how many we's there are and no you, but you guys aren't interested in me. You're interested in yourselves. So maybe you rewrite it to say something. You are our first priority. We understand that you need and you respect, and it's important to you that you have and that you see that. That's something that people are interested in. So that's a little bonus feature. Make sure anytime you write or speak, do an I, you count and make sure that you've got lots of I, not very many I's and lots of you's. So again, I know that you guys are thinking, don't they need to know all the prices, the services I offer and the pricing and all the awards and blah, 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 blah. They really don't. They really, really don't. So let's start with the reason they are visiting your website. A lot of people just kind of assume they came to your website because they want to know about you, but that's not the truth. They came to your website because they want to find out something for themselves. Maybe they've got a cleaner they're not happy with. Maybe their boss told them to start shopping. Maybe they're cleaning in-house and they're sick of trying to get their employees to clean when they should pay somebody else. They're looking for information, but usually not the information you're giving them. You're talking about the chemicals used and how they can talk to a salesperson they don't want to talk to, how they can get a free quote. They don't want a free quote, and how great you are. They don't care about that. The stuff that you might have a little better luck with that they are going to be interested in, like for you commercial cleaners out there, how a properly maintained building can actually add to their bottom line. That's something they're interested in. The other thing is how a properly maintained building can increase employee sick times, or top seven things business owners must know before hiring a cleaner. These are things that are going to be of interest to the people that come. So why not give them what they want and have them engage? A few residential folks, it might be, here are the health and happiness benefits to your family of a clean home, or how relieving yourselves of doing cleaning frees you up to live the life that you want, live your life more fully, or here's a consumer's guide to choosing a cleaner to invite into your home. These are the things that they're interested in. And, you know, again, they're obviously very different for residential and commercial. And that's a big tactic, by the way, is segmentation. A lot of times I'll ask people what their niche is, who their target market is, and they'll say something like, you know, people with money or people who pay or people who don't complain. But you really want to be able to know who your target market is so you can give specific messaging right to them. So again, just like what we're talking about now, I'm not talking about here's how to make anybody's website work, because that's a hard audience to gather. I just you cleaners, and I know exactly what it takes, not just to make a website work, but to make a website work for commercial cleaning companies. So I can segment you audience very nice. So do the same with your folks and segment your customers, and just focus on one, or if you're going to focus on multiple, have many multiple sites speaking to each customer. So when the customer, if you've got a restaurant coming to your site, you're not like, hey, we clean your building and make your employees happy. You can say things like, we know how important a clean facility is and smell to restaurant owners. We found that people order 20% more in a clean restaurant than a not clean restaurant, and then employees have more make more tips and are more likely to stay. And I don't know if all these things are true, but if all you do is restaurants, you really focus on them, that kind of messaging is going to be very compelling to a restaurant owner, far more so than somebody else that's like, hey, we do this and we use the green cleaning and we talk about them, and more importantly, talk about them specifically. So here's just some ideas of niches you might build a mini website around. Even if you've got your main website, you might want to build a page or a small website just around a specific niche, or two or three niches. Like if you do a bunch of medical and retail, well then, you know, build your website to talk just to that. So for commercial, you might consider restaurants, medical office space, retail stores, warehouses, property managers, small business owners, property managers. Those are the kind of things. Now if you're residential, you might say, hey, I'm going to target stay-at-home moms specifically. They have a different set of needs than maybe million-dollar homeowners, or single men that don't want to clean their own house, or families with children, or double-income households where both parents are working. They all have different needs and different wants. So you might want to segment your messaging and segment your website, make a couple little mini sites speaking to those specific people. And just on the back end, I don't want to get all technical on you, but the search engine optimization, actually getting traffic and, you know, paid or organic traffic to your site, is so much easier when you're speaking to a specific niche market. Like, you don't want to get traffic for, you know, hiring a cleaning company, because guess what? If you're in, Suffolk, New Jersey, the guy in Florida is not going to hire a company. He's just not. So why waste time and money trying to speak to that guy? You only want to speak to people right in New Jersey. So that's a niche that everybody should be in, right? If you're in a cleaning company, you want to niche down at the very minimum to your trading area, right? You don't need to communicate with everybody, just those people. And then secondarily, you want to niche down to specific customers that are looking for you. And now here's another little kind of ninja trick. When you're doing that extra website, you can make the website itself, the name of the website, the URL, can really help. So like, say, you know, I'm, you know, BobJonesCleaningCompany.com. Okay, that's not particularly appealing. But what if I'm www.milliondollarhomecleanersinphoenixarizona.com, or in Phoenix, or in Arizona.com? Well, shoot, if I own a million-dollar home in Phoenix, Arizona, and I want my home cleaned, I'm going to go to that website far before I go to, you know, Bob Jones website or, you know, cleaningcompany.com. So when you start being specific like this, you can even buy URLs that really fit your niche. And if you try and look for, you know, cleaningsolutions.com, I promise you it's bought. But if you go with more of a long tail thing, $1 million home cleaners in Tulsa.com, that might be available, right? So the more long tail you get, the more likely you're going to be able to get the website. And more importantly, you're going to be able to really attract people. And if you've got two or three, if you've got bestrestaurantcleanerinphoenix.com, well, shoot, when you're talking to your restaurant customers, you give them that website. When you're talking to your medical folks, you give them bestmedicalpracticecleanerinphoenix.com. See how that works? And it really you're getting your customers to raise your hand and go, he's talking to me. That's me. That's exactly what we're looking for. So that's that. The more you specialize, the more you niche down, the less price resistance you get, right? So that's another kind of super ninja tactic. If I'm just talking to restaurant owners and about how I can decrease their headaches with employees, increase their customer happiness, make more money per ticket, and all this stuff, I can charge a lot more to create that result, that solution in that restaurant owner's life than you can charge when you just come in and go, listen, I've got cleaners and we have good equipment and we're green and we. I can charge more and still take that bid from you than you trying to do it on price. So that's really cool. So that's the number one reason your website is not making money. It's all about you. You're not really looking at what your customer wants, and you're not speaking directly to them. So the number two reason is you don't have a plan. Almost every cleaning company owner I talk to thinks as long as their website looks good and you've got a get a quote or free estimate button that you're good to go. But that's not the case. And now that you're armed with the prospect of getting what we've already talked about, this is going to create a tremendous opportunity for your business and your website. So a click to your website should not be the end goal, right? A new customer is the end goal, and prospect stopping by your website is a step on the way. That's part of where they're going to travel to get where you're going. So that's just a piece of your client acquisition plan. So right now you basically might have a website, maybe even have pay-per-click, but they come to your website and you know as well as I do, they're not filling out that click here for a free estimate. You know, maybe you get a couple a year, but that's not, people aren't, you know, coming in droves to that. So basically if they call, you've got the opportunity to do some good if you pick up the call and the right person picks up the call and you're not busy and you're not in the middle of something else and you can actually give them their full attention and do a good sales presentation or a good question asking presentation, which is a whole different topic for a whole different time. But if you're ready, you might be able to capture that lead. But the problem is if they don't call, and the vast majority won't, and or they do call and you're not ready or have a system in place to take care of them well, they wander off. And whatever that time and money you spent to get that traffic, whether it be organic traffic that you search engine optimize your site, put together all the work that you put into your site and getting traffic to it, is wasted because that customer came and left and you don't have any opportunity to sell them anymore. So here's what you need to do. The customer came wanting information, right? We talked about that. They didn't come wanting to know if you use green service or how long you've been in business or how great you are, that the Better Business Bureau loves you. They don't care. They didn't come for that. They came for information for them. So here's how you're going to give them that information. You're going to gather your absolute best stuff, all the information that you know that your customer doesn't, right? You've been in the business. You know a lot of stuff that they don't know. So you're going to gather your best stuff. You're going to package it into an ebook, a regular book, a report, a podcast, a video, a consumer's buyer's guide, 10 things you must know before hiring a cleaner, some sort of information package that they're compelled to do, even an infographic or a chart or a white paper report, anything like that. You're going to put it all together. I call it a lead magnet. So from now on, I might refer to it as a lead magnet. The reason we do that is you're talking to people. They came to you for information. You're packaging your best information. You're putting it together, and you're going to offer it for free. And that becomes a lead magnet. Once people read that because they ask you for it and you package it in a way that they want, you're not, you know, lead magnet would not be top 10 reasons we're awesome. They don't care. Top 10 reasons you can get hurt if you do the wrong thing with your cleaning. Well, they care about that. Or top 10 reasons you can make more money by hiring the right cleaner. Well, they care about that. So you kind of change it from let me tell you about me to let's talk about you. So you offer that lead magnet in exchange for their information, okay? So what you're going to do is you get their email address, their name. If you're a commercial cleaner, you're probably going to want their company name. And then of course you send them the lead magnet. So two things happen. One, they get your lead magnet. It's not a sales pitch. It's not talking about why they should hire you. It's just giving a ton of value right to them. And they are implanted in their mind, man, if this is what they give away for free, what must it be like to be a client or a customer of these people? It's got to be amazing. I want to learn more. And you've really positioned yourself well. The second thing that you do is you've now got their information. So you've got the opportunity to follow up with them indefinitely. You can email them. You can call them. You can add them to your newsletter list. You can add them to your daily cleaning tip email or something of giving value. So even though they leave your website and you lost that opportunity, you start building a list. And, you know, a year from now, maybe you've got 1,000 people that have raised their hand, said, I'm interested in a consumer's guide to hiring a cleaner. Well, if I've raised my hand and downloaded that, I'm probably a target customer for you. And if you've got 1,000 of us that have raised our hands at some point, we're probably going to be interested at some point in the future. And if you're the only one that's emailing, sending gifts, doing sales calls, direct mailing, putting on a newsletter, communicating, if you're the only one doing that, when I'm ready to make that change, you're going to be first on my list. So that's the big thing. So just to recap, so in case you're taking notes, the first reason you're having a problem with your website is you're talking about yourself, not what your customer's interested in, which is them. The second reason is you don't have a plan. They come to your website and you don't capture their information and continue the conversation. So if you don't make the sale right then, it's no good. Okay, here's the third reason, and this is the one that you're probably the most familiar with. Your website's a ghost town. Nobody comes to it, right? You've got this beautiful website, you spent all this money, and there's no traffic coming to it. So we're going to talk about how to do that. Now, before we do that, let's talk a little bit about lifetime value and initial and monthly value of a customer. This is something that a lot of cleaners don't get. So let's figure your average commercial account's worth $500, and that's really on the small side. So $500, and if they average stay 12 months, and hopefully if you're doing a good job, they're staying a far longer than 12 months, but let's just, again, very conservative. That means your average customer's worth $6,000. And just to make the math easy, let's say that you have a 50% margin, depending on how much you pay your customer, you know, whatever. So that means you make $3,000 for that customer, right? So now you've got an average customer value of $3,000. So that's valuable information. A lot of people are like, yeah, so what? That's just math. That's not just math. That's valuable information. Now that you know what your customer is worth, you know what you can spend to acquire a customer, right? So if right now I said, I'll give you, you've got to spend $500 for a click to your website. Would you do that? You go, no, that's insanity. And it probably is. But if I said, well, hold on, but I guarantee that click's going to call in, and I guarantee you he's got four commercial buildings that he manages. He's got 20 commercial buildings that he manages, four of which he wants a bid on today. Those bids are going to total $7,000 a month. And you're going to be the only bidder. Now, would you be interested in paying $500 for that click? I sure hope so. So that's the magic of knowing what your average customer's worth and then your lifetime value, right? So your monthly value of a $500 customer is $500, but the lifetime value might be $6,000 or $10,000, depending on how long customers stay with you. So once you've got that, you can do a better job of saying, how much am I willing to spend on getting a customer or a lead or a bid? So again, that lead magnet, now that you've got that math, you might say, well, shoot, if 10% of the people that come to my site download my lead magnet and leave their information, well, in a year, if I want 1,000 people to have that lead magnet and me to be in conversation with them, and 10% of the people that come to my website are going to download a lead magnet, that means you need 10,000 people to come to your website. Now, that sounds like a lot, but that's less than 1,000 people a month. Super easy. And you can do that by search engine optimization like we talked about. And again, that's another story for a different day, but you can optimize your site so when people search commercial cleaning company in Phoenix, that's where I live, that's why I keep using that, that you come up, right? And you don't have to pay for that because Google finds, you know, if you've optimized your site properly, Google finds your site to be the most valuable match to that search, so you can get traffic that way. The other way to do it is pay-per-click. You can just tell Google, hey, every time someone searches that, I'll give you $5 if you get them to click on my website. So that's another way to do it. And there's also Facebook. There's all sorts of ways to get traffic. That's another thing I wanted to kind of dispel for you. A lot of the SEO guys or the pay-per-click guys make it like it's this big magical voodoo. And it's, you know, they've got their ninjas and you have to pay them a bunch of money to get it. Traffic's out there on the website. People are already there wanting to know. They go to the web. You know, we don't go to the yellow pages anymore. We go to the web when we want to find out how to buy this or what to do here, or how to anything. We go to YouTube. We go to Google. So all you have to do is figure out a way to get in front of that traffic. And again, the search engine optimization, you can definitely, depending if you've got the right guy and you've got a good converting website, search engine optimization can be a really good investment, as can pay-per-click, but you've got to make sure that you're capturing the leads and there's some sort of process to transition them. So again, the third trick is to get traffic to that site. And again, the two main ways, and we can't go into them here, are paid traffic, which could be on Facebook or Google or Bing. But again, it's just the concept of, hey, if someone searches, I want to hire a cleaning company right now in LA, you can tell Google, I'll give you $4 or $8 or $20 to send that guy to my website, and boom, you've got traffic. So again, that's why it's so important to know how, what percentage of traffic converts for you and what a conversion, i.e. a customer's worth, so you know whether you can tell Google, I'll give you $5 for that click, or $2 or $0 or $100. And then same with the search engine optimization. If you want to do that in-house, which is tough, or pay somebody and they say, hey, I want $1,500 a month. Well, how many clicks is that going to get me? And how much money can I, you kind of need to know these numbers. But the long story short is, once you identify what the traffic is going to be worth, you can go to, then you can kind of go get it, whether it's organic or paid, and you know what your budget should be to make sure that if you're spending $1 out in traffic, that you've got $2 coming back in customers. So that's it. Just to sum up the three reasons your cleaning company's website isn't making you money. Number one is it's all about you. It's not about your customer, and you're not speaking directly to them. Number two, you don't have a plan once they come in to capture their information, to continue the conversation, and to continue bringing value into their lives. And number three, it's a ghost town. You don't have any traffic. So the way to solve that is go to your website or your website designer, whoever you use, get them to make sure that it's compelling content or copy about them, about your customer. You're speaking specifically to them. Two, get a lead magnet set up. Find your best information, the most compelling stuff, your best, you know, whatever you or your best salesperson says when people buy. Put that in a report or an infographic or an audio, some sort of package, and give it to the visitors to your website in exchange for the information and follow up with them. Three, add traffic so you can start having that conversation. That is what you do. That's kind of the trick. If you want to see what my lead magnet is, because everything I tell you what to do, I practice what I preach, I promise, you can go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Depending on when you listen to this, there's probably a webinar or a blog or multiple blogs or this podcast. There's a ton of free content. Some of you don't even have to sign up for it. Just go there and consume it, like this podcast, right? And some of it might say, hey, give me your email address, and in exchange, I'll email you this digital product, and then maybe I'll give you an email periodically or send you a newsletter, send you other things to try and give you more value. So when you're ready to go, man, I want to take my cleaning company to the next level, I'm the first guy that you call. So check it out. That's that. I would love your feedback if you like this format of kind of, just me talking as opposed to a guest. Other than that, if you're listening to this when I'm recording it, have a very Merry Christmas, and looking forward to help you grow your cleaning company.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.